God bless you, my children.
Bless you.
What a heavenly joy it is to see all of you gathered here as a family, in love, in harmony, and in peace. And what a lovely words Sister Jacqueline spoke on your behalf. What a beautiful beginning was proclaimed by your brother John. Until the day breaks. Here is the title of your writings. And here is the moment when the day breaks. I will reveal for you perhaps a mystery. I said to you that Solomon wrote this 139th Psalm as he wrote many others. And I know this has thrown the instrument into the depths of despair, but he must surely know that I would not say an untruth for him. But when we search his heart, we can understand the depth of his confusion. And we can understand you need to question these things. And for this we are joyous. Perhaps I was talking just a little bit ahead of your understanding. But I will explain. Instrument is inspired by Marcello and Gaspar Emanuele. And so therefore, many of the things he will teach, many of the things he will write, are born of the inspiration he receives from us. Is this not so? If you will consider that Solomon was the son of David, and he is a father and son. And David believed in his son. He could see the wisdom of his son. And he would listen to his son, talking many times. He would listen to his wisdom. And in many ways he would take from those things his son would say. The inspiration for his son. You understand what I'm saying to you? Is you beginning to see this more clearly now? Solomon was a great inspiration to many of the prophets. He was a great inspiration also to many who were before him, because he is an evolved spirit. He was the inspiring spirits and those on the earth plane long before he touched this plane. And this might be difficult for you to understand. There is nothing to do with karma. There is everything to do with what you are witnessing now. A voice of a spirit speaking within, making itself heard long before its coming onto this plane, is the love and the wisdom of God talking through this child who is being prepared and, if you want, is schooled to come to this earth to inspire those with whom he will be associated in some way or another. And is it true to say Solomon was inspiring his father before he was born? This is why I say perhaps Marcello is talking just a little ahead of your understanding. I have spoken to you many times of the Spirit talking to the Spirit. And this is a continuation of life. It is a continuous fact of life, be it here or be it in the earth plane. There is a constant intercommunication between the spirits. And if I misled you in naming Saul as Solomon, please forgive myself. But the same rule of law applies. The same interlacing of inspiration was taking place and is taking place even now. If you will take for an instance a very simple explanation. A mama is expecting a child. A papa is expecting her to bear his child. They are in love with one another. They are in love with this forthcoming blessed conception, this birth. If you will consider, those of you who have born children, did you not ever notice this tiny change taking place? When you begin to think as you had not thought before, where you are beginning to demand different things which you would not demand before, where you would take on a different level of thought, a different kind of understanding, sometimes even a different philosophy in life, prior to conception. Consider this. For it is the higher level of thinking of this forthcoming child, renewing the vision of a mama and a papa. And if they are receptive enough to receive and understand this, so blessed is their joy. Great is their journey through life, and firm is the bond and awanement of love the mama will have for the child, because she is listening to it long before it is born. Just as the David was listening to Solomon long before he was born. Do you understand what Marcello is saying to you? Is this to make you content? There is this silence. You are not content, Sister Valerie?
Oh, yes, I'm content. I knew you'd have an answer to it.
And of you, Brother John?
Yes, thank
you. Of a Sister Maria? And of his Sister Wendy? And of his Sister Jacqueline?
Yes.
And Brother Christie?
Yes, thank you very much, Monsignor.
You are content with what Marcello has said. And you are aware that this pre-communication is taking place all the time. Just as I am here now, preparing you to enter into your spirit life. So there are those angelic bands who are preparing those of you who are to be born to come into this life. And those things you are learning and doing are inspiring those before you, yet to come. I know this sounds very confusing, but as I did say to you, it is an interlacing of his spirit and knowledge and the love and wisdom of God. Your reading this evening was taken from the songs of his Solomon. And he was singing of how Christ looked upon his journey through life as a journey through a garden of the rose thorns and of all these other things. He likened it to those lilies of the field, which asks you to consider how they grow. And did he not also relate to the bearing of the fruit, just as he did as he spoke of the vine? Listen deep to those things we will say to you. Consider them, study them, and study them well. For we are entering now into a stage where Marcello can no longer play around in this basic form of teaching we have been doing. When you are going to have to stand in a different realm of thought, a different level of thought, such a level that as I have just explained, did not know existed, you will go deeper into these philosophies. And Marcello will not be idle. I am a teacher. And I was a teacher before I was a Marcello. I only had to come to learn this tiny lesson I learned in the small childhood I bore in this life before I extended onwards. But I will assure you, I walked these plains of yours long before the coming of the Christ is one. To what I teach now, and not the lessons that I learned during my lifetime here on this plane, nor since. I am going to take you into the lessons that I learned long before I entered into the body of Marcello. Will come a day when you will truly know me for what I am. But first, before you can comprehend this, I must gently blend your understanding, slowly, so that you can understand those things we speak of, and the things we do, and the price we have to pay in doing these things. I have listened many times to children here on this earth plane, complaining of the price they have to pay for life. But it is not a price. It's not a price they're paying for their lives. It's a privilege to come to this earth plane from those realms beyond and to learn the laws of self-sacrifice, the law of love, the law of giving, the art of receiving, and the privilege to understand them all as one. You see, I do not take my lessons as you do, or in the same way as you do, from your holy book. Because, you see, I see your holy book as what you would call preconceived concoctions of medieval myths. They are designed, as they are being designed even now at this moment, by the heads of your churches and of your faiths, to be reworded, only to be understood in a different way. And so it will go on, and on, and on. But I will tell you now, it is said in the vaults of the Vaticano, there are many untold truths. But I will say, buried in this earth of yours, by the dusts of time, are even more greater truths than that with which the Vatican could ever possibly hold, yet to be revealed by those who search for them. This earth of yours is its own history book. Read it, come to know it, come to understand it, for what it is God's footstool, it is his throne, Have we not said before to you, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and the earth and those who dwelleth therein. All these things you must come to understand. All these truths you will find written beneath the dust of this earth. And you will find it written in the hearts of mankind. And you will find it in your temples of love and of light. You will find it in the hearts of those who are dedicated to serve the Father. You will find it in the eyes of a child. You will find it in the twisted hands of those who are crippled and maimed. You will find it in your hearts. And so it is, we have spoken in these wise for so long, trying to make you understand. Be still. Know that you are God. Know that He is in you. Christ tried to teach these things. Moses led his children faithfully and painfully, making sacrifice after sacrifice, taking upon him burden after burden, and many other kings and prophets who have reigned since have done likewise, all in the cause of God. All in the cause of his serving his children. In a fervent prayer that the truth will become manifest in the hearts of mankind. Continue your work, Brother John. But continue it according to your heart. According to that which lies deep within your conviction to God. Not to man.
Yes.
Listen to the voice of a God within you. We will not fail you. We will uphold you, bless you and sanctify you for those things you will do. And the sacrifices you will make in his name. Not in the name of your church. How many times did Christ try to sit in the temples teaching until he realized as a very young man this was no longer possible to do it as he knew his Father willed. He took it from the temples. And he took it to the peasant in the street. He took it to the mom. He took it to the woman at the well. He took it to the ladies in the field. He took it to the farmers and all other people who would come to listen to him. He would not turn them away because they were not in a temple. Because he realized they were in the temple of their own being, and he taught them so. Likewise, Brother John, this is your task. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely
perfect.
Beautiful prayer.
Thank
you.
There are those others over you who cry in your hearts and say, but I can't do this and I can't do that. I really say to you, can you do one thing? Can you love? Can you love your God? And in loving your God, can you take him into your heart and expand his love to touch those around you with a simple word of compassion? Can you cleanse your hearts and your minds and your speaking? Can you purify your thoughts? You seem, all of you, to have a vision within yourselves of what you would want to be. You know what you want to be. You know you want to be good. You know you want to be loving, to be caring. You know you want to do these things. Is it too much to ask when in a moment of temptation you lift up your eyes to God and ask yourself, Father, what would you do if you were me? Fill me with your inspiration and let me do unto others as you have done for me. Let me purify myself in the waters of your love. Let me cleanse my hands and my heart. Let me fulfill the beginning of all my days by each day stripping from me something which I know I should not be. And having done this, let me take away from my lips the words I know I should not speak. Take this sin away from me. And having done this, let me then strip from my mind all the jealousy and hate and replenish my being with your love so that I am cleansed and purified in your sight, that I may be truly a servant of thy peace and a worthy being, a temple of your love. This is the simple answer to all you have been asking of yourselves. How do I do it? I have justly told you. When you can do these things, then you can be a channel of his love in whichever way you choose, because his love expands and embraces all things, and it is an eternal gift, not just a gift lent to you or borrowed whilst you are on this earth plane. It is a seed which is planted into the being of your spirit in order to grow, just as the garden of which Sister Jacqueline read to you about. You are that garden of which Solomon wrote. And all these many things Marcello has spoken of are the many things which Solomon spoke of within his garden, knowing that this is how Christ saw the earth and saw his task as the gardener of his own being, just as you are. If you wish these gifts within you to flourish and grow and blossom, then you must tend your spirit and tend the garden of your being to perfection. Now who will ask Marcello, how do I heal? How do I see? How do I sense? When will I have the gifts of vision, the gifts of tongues, the gifts of healing, the gifts of the Spirit? Now who will say, I don't know how to become these things, but I have just told you so. Release the love of God within you, and your garden will grow. I have spoken with you for a long time now. And I know that some, perhaps the one or two things I have said have given you food for thought. I hope you will look within yourselves and become discovered. And in your growing you will come to understand the true meaning of the communion of saints and of the spirits. The true purpose of the interlacing of inspiration from one level of awareness to another. The sharing and the caring of the spirit one for another. No matter what level of awareness or understanding or life it is in existence of. There are many visions before you, I know. And there are many layers of a inspiration which you will touch in your time. I will remind you as a guide, if you wish, of those words, these simple words, spoken in the Desiderata. Be yourself. Do not compare yourselves with others, or you will become vain and bitter. If you try to be someone else, you will fail. You are you. And this is your life. And you must live it according to the love of God. If you wish to extend higher into his planes of learning. And if you wish to grow and flourish and blossom into the true spirit that you are, you must be yourself. You must be still in your growth. Take these tall, majestic trees as the instrument has often spoken of. If it sheds an acorn on the ground, or a seed of any sort, from any plant, from any blossom, was it to land on the ground, and it kept bouncing up and down on the ground all over the place, would it grow? Of course not, because it is not still, and it is not setting forth its roots into the ground. Because it's not still. And neither can a spirit grow if it will not be still and allow its awareness to root itself truly into that upon which it stands, the love and peace of God. It will flutter away and become as nothing. Only to drift in this void I have spoken of so many times before. The words of Christ are not empty words. Neither are they the words of a simpleton. They are the words of a truly evolved spirit light. And they have many meanings. Every person upon this earth, according to his level of intelligence and awareness and involvement, will find his own form of understanding in the words of Christ. They will be different to everybody else's, but they will be true to his spirit. Do you understand this? So it is said, judge not, that ye be judged. For as ye judge, so shall ye be judged also. Is for no man to judge another one's understanding of the teachings of Christ, or the teachings of a Buddha, or Muhammad, or Tao, or any other prophet before them. Every man is a truth unto himself. Every man is a separate spirit Every man, woman and child is a separate entity to grow in its own way. If you put a rose beside a daffodil, would you expect the daffodil to have a rose upon it and the rose to have a daffodil upon it because they grow in the same way? Of course not. They both root themselves into the earth. They both need the earth to be fed. They both grow. They both make their leaf. They both have a stem. They both have a bud. They both have a blossom. But because one blossom is different to the other, does that mean one is more beautiful than the other? One is any more of a miracle than the other? This is what Solomon was trying to say in this beautiful reading of his sister Jacqueline. You are the garden of your own being. Let these many truths flourish in you and blossom and grow so that you can become the true blossom that you are. You can become the true fruit of the vine. Now do you still ask, how do I heal? How do I attain the gifts of tongues? You are what you are and you are what your God has ordained you to be. And you will tell your truth in your own way. Do not compare yourselves with others. Because you will, as you have been taught, only become vain and bitter because you cannot attain them in their true form if it is not what God has ordained for you. Receive his gifts according to your understanding of your true self. Is this to make you happy now? All these things we must clear from our minds now. Because your teachings will intensify. And I must try to go carefully and slowly, not as I did when I last spoke to you, when I waited too quick and beyond your understanding. I want you to walk carefully and joyfully among one another and receive gently those things we will softly reveal to you, according to your ability to understand them and receive them. Is this to make you content now? When you have done this, then Marcello can rejoice and perhaps reveal something more of my true self when you are more able to understand. And I can lose Marcello and be what I am. Before I leave you, who now has a question you wish you to ask Marcello?
What are the tongues of angels?
You are listening to one now, Brother John. I am an angelic being, Brother John. And I am speaking in the tongues of those of my spirit brethren who have walked these passes before you and I, and who have learned from these many blessings of God the fruits of our labours and the truth of this earth and the joy and the manifestation of the Spirit within us, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of love, the spirit of purity and of grace. These are the tongues of angels, Brother John. Is this answer for your question?
Yes, I understand that spiritual interpretation perfectly. You're speaking in English now, and sometimes you speak si. In your own native Italian when you're a little boy.
Si.
Is there a language of Is there a language by which you commune with one another? Because sometimes I've heard people speak what they call in tongues, and they claim it to be the language of angels.
When I am talking in my what was once the native tongue of long, long ago, of which many do not understand even today, I am doing this with my teachers because I am receiving instruction in a way which again you would not understand. And if I spoke of them and communed with them in your tongue, you would become confused with what I am saying to you and what I am saying to them. So we separate the two by talking in this native tongue of Marcello. You understand this? Is this clear for you now?
Yes.
But when one angel will talk to another, we talk with our heart. There is no given language, as you would call it. It is a communication of one spirit to another. This knowing, you get little glimpses of this, don't you? When sometimes you are saying, I know what he's going to say. Or, I know he's thinking this. And you are correct. I think you call it clairvoyance or intuition or some sort of name. It is an instinctive knowing. We can look into the eyes of one another. We can see joy. We can relate this joy to one another. And we have utterances which we communicate with one another. Utterances which would even confuse the Hebrews. And no man would understand. We have communications of our own. And these are we take it, what you are referring to as the tongues of angels. A level of a conversation no man here on this earth would understand. Does this make you content, Brother John?
Yes. Whenever I read Paul's words, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels,
see,
and have not love, I am as a clanging cymbal.
Boom.
There's opening words of always.
Bill, my mother, he divides the two as a comparison.
Yes.
For you to understand.
Yes, I can understand him speaking of the languages of the world. And now, yes, I can understand what he means by the tongues of angels.
You are taking a step forward, Brother John. This makes Marcello's heart so happy.
Words have just come into my mind. Open my heart to your understanding.
See. And you will do this. And you will do it according to the will of God. When I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I have no charity, is this the words you are considering? Man in his ignorance can only see as far as what he considers to be an angel. And because what he considers to be an angel is something which is all good and something of God, something with the wings and this stringed instrument, is a childish vision. And it is in this wise he is talking or taking his understanding from this vision. But John was a highly evolved soul. He was a spirit of pure light. And he was speaking way before and way ahead of the understanding of man, unfortunately. You, Brother John, have this gift of vision. You have this gift of inner understanding. And it is with this, Brother John, that you speak with the tongues of angels. When you take a child into your arms and you baptize it, is not what you are saying is the tongues of angels, is what you are doing is the tongues of angels, Brother John. Because your spirit is blessing another spirit and sanctifying it in the sight of God and cleansing it and preparing it for its journey through this earth plane. By your actions, Brother John, you are talking to those who are watching in the tongues of angels. And this is why they don't understand. It's an angel which is talking to them in his own way. Not by what you are saying, but by what you are doing, Brother John.
Bless you,
Master. Who else now will talk with Marcello? I am in a talking mood. What of it, Sister Valerie? Where is all your questions gone, Sister Valerie?
I think I learned a lot tonight.
None shown all.
I'm sorry for my questioning. Faith, isn't it, really? You've either got faith or you haven't. If you have to keep confirming every detail, we're not going to progress at all, are we? I feel that's what you're saying.
Pain in me. Did not Christ say, ask, and it shall be given?
Well, yeah, that's true. But
a question is it to ask? Is my love and joy to give? Sister Wendy, have you wished to talk with Marcello?
You've given me tonight so much to think about.
But
in my head there is so much going round I can't make a question out of it.
Tend to your garden, Sister Wendy. Tend to your garden. Marto niente. There are no weeds in the garden of God for all his creation. Likewise, you are in his garden also. And there are no weeds to stop your growth. All are free to grow. So tender is the garden of your heart, my child. All will grow in truth and love. This will make you content.
Yes, thank you, Michelle.
And of his sister Marie, what have you wished to say to myself?
No questions. I just take up a different kind of gardening.
Bella mia, Maranno, Sensi.
So much work to be done.
It's a beautiful garden to grow, because you don't have to dig the soil and make your back ache. You just have to dig into yourself, and sometimes you make your heart ache to see the truth. And when the truth is revealed, all is a great blossom and a fragrance of love and understanding, and many colours to lighten your heart.
The result of hard work in both directions.
Bill Mirante is only as hard as you wish to make it. If one does not understand how to make a garden grow, he has to learn hard and make mistakes. If one does not know how to fulfill one's life, then you must work hard and you make mistakes in order to learn. You have done your share of this for a little while anyway. Now you will grow. And your garden will be free from tears. Not your weeds, Sister Wendy. Tears. Charolis. Se lo galando, monente. And of your brother Christ, if, what would you wish to say to my son?
I don't know as I should ask myself.
See, ask and he will be given. Seek and ye shall find. If you don't, you will just walk in doubt and darkness.
I just wondered why there's such a vast difference to life on earth as it compared with the spiritual planes that you walk in.
Still, mamma taro. Sometimes we wish to know the answer to this ourselves. But the difference there is, and difference there must be, to create a balance across the firmament, to create a balance in the firmament of man's being and growth, to create equality in all things, to create understanding of the mysteries of life, to all that life is. So we must be different in order to compare. If this were not so, what would be the point?
You did say earlier, Marcelo, that we weren't to compare ourselves with others.
See, but compare actions, truths, understandings, levels of awareness, not so much with others, but with your own understanding as it grows. Compare yourself with the Christopher of 10 years ago. Are you the same Christopher? Is there not a difference? You must make these comparisons within yourself. This is growth. This is learning. And there must be these differences, always. If it is not so, then growth has not taken place. You understand this, Brother Christian?
Not really,
Marcelo. But I shall not see. Which differences are you talking of then? Explain this to Marcelo.
There's so much wrong on earth that there isn't the same sort of quantity of understanding. That there obviously is in God's kingdom.
See.
It's such a vast difference in my mind. One from the other, sort of thing.
The difference between the earthly life and the spirit life. Is this what you are saying?
Yes, yeah.
Because one has evolved and one has not. One is still at a lower stage of learning than the other. There is the levels of learning here on these planes which are beyond those of Marcello. But we do not question why the difference. We know the difference. I have not learned as much as him. You have not learned as much as Marcello of this life. And so there is the difference, Brother Christopher. This must be. If you were as enlightened, shall we say, for instance, one you will understand, Elijah. Would there be any place here on this earth for you, if this was so? Can you understand that? It's a question of evolvement. It's a question of elevation. Not through these planes people keep talking of. These seven planes, where I get this from, I do not know. I do not know. And I don't want to know. I do know that there is stages of evolution. extending through the universe, through the heavens, through God's kingdom. And his kingdom is eternally universal. So where can the end of this be? Where can the end of this evolvement be? How could humble little Mizella ever hope to be as evolved as Moses, you may ask? For he has gone on before and beyond, and because there is such a vast difference, as you call it, in our understanding, Marcello must strive on, as Marcello is, in order to progress and to reach this attainment whereupon Moses stands, just as we have to climb a mountain. You will climb a mountain, I will climb a mountain. The mountains will be different, but you are both going upwards. Is this not so? Father
Christopher.
And so, with the mountains being different, you will experience different levels, different lessons, different obstacles in your mountain than Marcella will, or that Brother John will, or Sister Valerie, or Sister Jacqueline. Everyone's mountain is different. Show me a mountain on this earth plane which is the same as another. Show me a man which is the same as another man, who bears no difference whatsoever. It is because the laws of understanding and of evolution, and even if you wish, I will use this magic word, this karmic law, comes into play. When we speak of differences, and of evolution, and of attainment of the higher spirit, the true spirit, the spirit of God. So it is, Brother Christopher, always there will be something different. Just as always there must be something different for you to learn. For how can you go on learning the same thing all the time? Does this make you understand, Brother Christopher?
Yes, thank you, Master.
Are you content with what I have said?
Yes, I am.
You're convinced you are content? Please start with it. Because I am not.
Yeah, I am. There's another subject I would have gone into, but another time. I am content, thank you, Master.
I know and love you so well, Brother Christopher. I will abide my time for you.
Thank you.
Yes. And what of his sister Jacqueline?
No, I haven't got any questions, thank you.
Is there no question for Marcello?
Not this evening.
So be it. If there is no more you wish to say with Marcello, please heed my word. And go forth into your garden and grow all those things within yourself. You only have to tend the garden of your heart to grow the many gifts you seek. The gifts of love, the gifts of understanding, the gift of peace. Or if I was to rephrase this, to very, very mundane and earthly things, instead of the gift of vision, the gift of clairvoyance, if you wish, the gift of understanding, the gift of healing and of love. They are all there. Term them as you will. They are there, as a seedling, waiting to blossom and grow, and they will surely grow, if only you will turn within, cleanse your minds, cleanse your hearts, cleanse your tongues and your vision of all things, coarse and corrupt, and of menial things of this earth, which account for nothing. Replace them with the fruits of your labours, and drink of the wine of your gifts, for you are the vine. Feed yourself, and in so doing, do as the Christ said to Peter, Peter, lovest thou me? Peter replied unto him and said, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Christ replied unto him, Feed my sheep. I say to you, if you love your God, and if you believe in your Christ, and if you lovest him, then feed his sheep, that he will tend your needs. He will watch you grow, because he is a gardener of your being. Let us talk now with the Father in prayer. You are the one true divine living God. You are the center of this universe, the center of our being, and you are the center of man and beast alike. Gather to the center, O Lord, the love and devotion of these of thy children. Allow them in the course of their own time to answer your call, and to fulfill themselves in those ways which thou hast ordained for them. Allow them, O Lord, to be true and honest spirits, a free spirit, in a free face. And may it be, O Lord, they will come to thee with many blessings, and receive of your grace and of your love, and of your eternal peace. May the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the wisdom and the grace of all those saints and prophets before him dawn in the hearts of these thy children, fulfilling them as they strive for their eternal peace here on this earth plane. May they be true and valid servants of thy love and cause among man. May they be a constant example among thy children of the love of thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Ordain them with thy love and with thy cause. Cleanse them, purify them, esteem them in purity, cleanliness, love and grace, in purity of heart, mind, word and deed. Take you from them, O Lord, all those things which restrain their progression, and grant them thy peace and thy love. May the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, through Christ our Saviour, rest and remain in the heart and the spirit of each and every one of you. And may the grace of our God be your course in life until your transcendence. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in grace.